The president of Ashasi University, Dr. Patrick Ewua, has criticized the NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo's policy of free junior and senior high schools. The NPP flag bearer has on several platforms promised free education at the JHS and SHS levels if elected. But Dr. Ewua said the idea is not well thought through. According to Dr. Ewua, wealthy families should be made to bear the full cost of their ward's education, whilst that of poor families can be subsidized by the government. Speaking at a panel discussion on can we afford quality education in Ghana, Dr. Ewua said free education for junior and senior high schools means redistribution of wealth to favor the rich. Here's a report by Brighton Trauma.
Quality education, they say, creates opportunity for freedom and progress in society. The 1992 Constitution considers education a right and must be progressively free. However, the image of education in Ghana has not matched the dream. It is for this reason that a policy think tank, Imani Ghana, commissioned this panel to discuss how best to get quality education. Dr. Ewua said what Ghana needs is quality education and not necessarily free high school education.
This is not a question of free education or not. I actually think that the idea of making education completely free in high school is not a well thought through. I think that what ought to happen is to say, look, affluent families need to pay for education and poor families need to be subsidized. When you say that high school is going to be free for everyone, what you're doing is you're redistributing wealth in a manner that is not appropriate, that actually hurts the poorest in our society. If there is money available to add to the already 40% of government's budget, if there's more money to be spent, I would suggest that that money ought to be spent fixing the public primary schools and fixing the public junior high schools.
Dr. Ewua touched on the duration of senior high schools. He said the idea of 4 years SHS was rushed, describing it as a huge experiment. He said the involvement of the private sector is crucial for quality education. He appealed for tax exemption for private education institutions. Deputy Policy Advisor for the NPP, Evans Dimako, called for the establishment of a proper reward system for stakeholders in education. He said training more teachers and expanding education infrastructure will improve performance in the sector. The Deputy Director General of the GES, Charles Aheto Chega, said quality education goes beyond infrastructure. He expressed concern about the sinking quality of education and vowed to deal ruthlessly with schools that indulge in examination malpractices.
A report by Brighton Trauma. Government says comments by NPP flagbearer Nana Akufo-Addo that Ghana is borrowing too much is neither here nor there. A member of the government's communication team, Stan Dugbe, told Radio Ghana that the NPP has no clear-cut policies to solve the problems bedeviling Ghanaians, hence their rhetorics on the way the NDC government is managing the economy.
We would all encourage our government to do that, and any form of ideological positioning on this matter ought to be very well explained, particularly when you have a presidential candidate that said that he is not going to make promises to the people of this country. I am wondering whether all that he said last night and many of the issues that have arisen from it and which are being discussed, for which they are unable to provide any practical and tangible reasons, are promises or policy initiatives. You would realize that the policy statements that Nana Addo was made last night are no different from the grandiose, unimplementable promises that they make in those two manifesto positions. His Excellency the President has worked hard. Funds have been secured now for this project to be completed to the betterment of the people of this country, and we are going to proceed on that score.
Special aide to Nana Addo, Abu Jinapo, reaffirmed the NPP stance that the government is over-borrowing and could revert the country back to HIPC.
Several experts have come out to raise concerns and are very, very anxious and worried about the path that we have taken. The path that we have taken, that almost our national debt, both domestic and external, has effectively doubled since the Miles Mahama administration took the reins of governance in this country for 2.5 years. And indeed, what is most worrying is that we cannot take a look or pinpoint to any significant investments that these so-called loans have been channeled into. And if we're going to go through this path where all we are doing is not, for want of a better expression, not thinking outside the box and not being innovative, and all our attention is on increasing taxes, increasing tariffs, acquiring loans, and not investing them in the productive sectors of our economy to regenerate themselves, to repay back the loans, the natural and automatic issue that will pop up along the line will be sustainability, how we are going to be able to service our debts.
You heard an aide to Nana Adu Dankwa Ekufo-Addo Abuja-Nampo.